episode 1061, How Not to Zap Your Energy.
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy to be today. Are you ready to ramp up your day and increase your energy? Because we're chatting about how not to zap your energy. It's all about Wellness Wednesday, and we are here. We're going to jump in, dive deep, and have a lot of fun at the same time. For those of you who are brand new to Create You Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, it's the holidays, and oh yes, have you seen your schedule? Okay, I know you've seen your schedule. Have you seen mine? They probably look the same. They are crazy. And you're sitting there going, oh my gosh, there is no way I can get this all done. Oh yes, there is. And you're going to figure out how to not zap your energy at the same time. Wouldn't that be awesome? Yes, I know. Sounds like a miracle in the process, but guess what? It can happen. And that's what I really want to dive deep with you and have some fun on today. Energy is vital to being productive and living a vibrant life. We know this, right? We don't have to sit here and be told this. This started way back when we were born. Make sure you eat healthy, finish your plate, eat your vegetables, exercise, grow up, make sure you drink, exercise some more, continue. We know all of this stuff, right? But there's something about the holidays that can zap your energy so fast, faster than even anything else during your life, even more than a crisis. You have to find how not to zap your energy, what works and what doesn't work. So for some reason, the holidays bring out the best stress of the year. Are you feeling it already? I bet you are. You're probably feeling it right this second. Okay, if you are, let's take a breather. Come on, breathe with me. Even if you're driving, don't close your eyes. Just relax. Just relax. I want you to focus on something that is calm and still. So if you're driving in a car, look outside. Find a cloud. If it's really cloudy, maybe find the top of a roof. Notice the landscape, a fence that you drive by. If you're working out right now, focus on a hole in the wall, a mark on the ceiling. Look at that for just a moment. Relax. You got it. All right. Now that we brought your stress level down just a little bit, if you don't have that brought down, how in the world are you going to learn today how not to zap your energy? All right. So we're all put together, right? You're already feeling the stress of the holidays. Too many deadlines, and the naughty and nice list gets more complicated every single year. Well, at least mine does. I don't know about yours, but I would guess yours does too. And then there's normal life. Yep, that just doesn't go away because it's the holidays, as much as maybe we wish it would. So let's look at how not to zap your energy. And in doing that, we have to look at what does zap your energy, what takes it away. Because if you think about this, energy is not something that just happens. We need to create it within ourselves. Think about a power plant. Right? A power plant just doesn't all of a sudden have energy. It has to be generated. Same thing goes for us. We have to generate our energy. But the problem is we are too focused on what? What zaps our energy, like excessive commitments. Sinus all up. I mean, I'm talking like 99.9999999% of everyone in the world has excessive commitments. I don't care if you're first world, third world, I don't care what country you're in, we have excessive commitments. We have a difficult time of saying no. So therefore, we say maybe, which really leans towards yes, I will. I really don't want to, but I will. And then it's just yes. So how's that working for you? Probably not so good. What about binge eating? Oh man, this time of the year, so much sugar, so many goodies. You walk into work and there's just plates of cookies, plates of donuts, fudge and peanut clusters. And oh, we could go on and it's all delicious and scrumptious. But the more you continue to chew on it, the more you're like, oh, I'm not feeling so great. And you get foggy in the head. You get kind of lethargic. You don't want to do anything. Naps come a little bit easier because you're just loading your body with sugar. That's binge eating for you. And then we've got those extra late nights always. Those extra late nights. Oh, well, I just got to squeeze in a little more time on this project, whether it's something at the church, something for the kids at school, whether it's something for your work, for your business at home. You're always trying to do more. Each of us only have 24 hours out of the day, but somehow we try to squeeze in 30 hours in a day. Now, all of this is what? Does nothing but cause stress. And stress what? Zaps your energy. It's the worst thing ever. It drains your battery so fast before you can even turn around. You're like exhausted. And sometimes you're like, I haven't done anything all day, but I'm so tired. That's why. You got all this other stuff taking all of your energy from you and zapping it. Now, wouldn't it be great if you could just wave your magic wand and everything would be A-okay? Yeah, but life doesn't work that way, does it? It doesn't. So now let's talk about what I could tell you. I could tell you to hydrate often. You know, take in half your body weight of water in ounces. I could tell you to eat leafy green vegetables, lots of them. I could tell you to stay away from processed foods. Shop the perimeter of the grocery store. No, go in the center. I know it's tempting, but you don't want to do that. I could also tell you to include a protein with every meal and snack. Yum, yum, food's great, but you got to have your protein. I could also tell you to get your exercise in at least 3 times a week and walk daily. Oh, man, that sounds awesome. And then on top of that, I want you to get in your devotion, your meditation, yoga, and stretching, whatever those combinations work for you. But the problem is, you don't have time nor the energy to create a whole new lifestyle, because that's what we're talking about right here. I just gave you a whole new lifestyle. If you're doing this already, then guess what? You can just turn me off now because you're probably doing okay on the energy level. Maybe you're just having some other areas like scheduling or, I don't know, maybe commitments. You just can't figure out what you should say no to and what you should say yes to. But that's for another episode. But I don't want to just tell you what you should be doing because that's the common sense that isn't common practiced, unfortunately. But it also demands of us to create a whole new lifestyle. And during the holidays, there is no way that we have time nor the energy to create a whole new lifestyle. It just doesn't work. And now that you know what doesn't work in creating that whole new lifestyle, then what really works during the holidays? You deck the halls and recharge you. Deck the halls. Doesn't that sound so much more, well, festive? Of course. You deck the halls. You trim your tree. You do what you need to do. You carve the turkey, right? All of these things to make your holidays work for you. And if you want to know how not to zap your energy, you got to deck the halls. So let's break it down for you. Number one, do what you know. Do what you know. This is, again, the common sense but not common practice. Don't take on extra stuff. As much as we want to learn new things, and I love it, I am all for it that says, oh, sign me up, I'm there, I want to learn something new. I see a new course, I see a new book, it's like I want to grab another author, I want to meet people, I want to go to network things, all of this stuff. But you know what? I need to do what I know. So do what you know. Don't add on extra things that you're trying to learn. You know, if you're trying to work your home business and you're trying to create a website, maybe learn video editing, and on top of that, you want to have a Facebook Live every single day because you're doing a challenge for 12 days. Let's say you're going to do the 12 days of Christmas challenge. I don't know. Sounds great, doesn't it? Of course it does. So you say, sign me up, but you know what? Excessive commitments. So part of deck the halls is do what you know. Don't take on that extra stuff right now. Do what you know, what matters most in the holidays and your traditions. That's what matters. Number two, E for interrest, remove the stress. Huh, that sounds awesome, doesn't it? It does, because we forget how important sleep is. But it's just not about sleep, it's about rest. Rest may mean not necessarily sleeping. Yes, sleeping's good. Get 7 to 9 hours if you can. It's awesome. Even take a nap or so. But you may even have to just rest. Maybe on a Sunday afternoon for you, instead of going to the cookie exchange, you say no to that and you rest. Enter rest, remove the stress. Number three, part of our deck is create joy. Create joy. Now, remember, just like I said, you've got a power plant, right? And a power plant has to generate the power. It has to generate the energy to be able to actually put off, to give energy. We have to do the same thing. And part of doing that is to create the joy. So let me give you an example. Maybe you are one who, when you were growing up, your great grandma to your children, so that'd be your grandma was a baker. And she loved to make her famous cookies. And for you, the holidays are all about the smell of sugar cookies and chocolate chip cookies and gingerbread and whatever. And you're like, but I am so busy. I don't know what to do. So guess what? You're going to create joy. It's not about you having to do it all. But what you can do is run to the grocery store and get yourself a little tube of sugar dough. Very easy. Or chocolate chip cookie, or gingerbread, whatever floats your boat. Maybe it's an apple pie for you. I don't know what it is, but whatever brings you joy. It doesn't have to be food. It could be decorations, certain things. Well, then that becomes a priority. So create joy, decorate, turn on the Christmas music, dance a little bit. That's what happens. And when you do that, you begin to recharge you. It's what matters to you. That's what counts. So create joy. And number four, the K for deck the halls, is know your limits. Yes, we all need limits. Children need limits. Moms need limits. Dad needs limits. We all need our limits. They're boundaries to keep us what? Going the direction that we're supposed to go. The holidays can get us going into so many different directions. So keep it light. Don't overextend yourself. Know your limits. If you know that you get crabby if you don't get 7 hours of sleep, then guess what? If you know you've got three parties straight in a row and they're going to be midnight evenings for you, then maybe one of those are going to have to not happen this year. Because there's no reason to sit there and stress yourself out. Because stress does what? Oh, yes. It zaps the energy grid, and that's the last thing you want to do. Now, this is not easy, but I hope it's a lot more fun when you look at it when I say deck the halls. Do, enter, create, know. Do what you know. Enter, rest, remove the stress. Create joy and know your limits. Now, no, it's not easy, but it's something that is attainable by all of us. Now, some of us may need a little extra help. Because our lives are so different. And if you would like that extra help, if you want to figure out what's going to work for you right now, or maybe it's just a lifestyle change, you want to get ready for the new year. If you want assistance with that, I have a free gift for you. Click on the link, Take AIM, in the show notes. Take AIM, Action Ignites Motivation. My free gift to you is a coaching call with me. There's no charge for this. You and I get to spend time talking about specifically your situation, your circumstances. It allows us to begin to build a strategy and give you some tools that you can actually use and implement right now to create your now. So click on that link, Take AIM. I would love to walk beside you. You know, you are precious. And most of us don't hear that very often. And in the holidays, you know, it's funny. I talk on the phone and with clients, and I'm talking to strangers. Like, I don't know, I have questions with a bill, or I'm ordering something. I'm returning phone calls. You know, I talk to people all over the world. I meet people on the street. I meet people in the grocery store and in box stores and at the mall. And the thing is, you know, it's a simple Merry Christmas, and it throws them all off. It was funny, I took my son with me to go get some groceries at our little store, our little local grocery store just up the street. And when we were there, this young gentleman, so sweet, he was no older than Could be my son. Yes, he was in high school. And he was packing things away. And I think I only bought like my green leafy vegetables. Oh, yes, I needed my lettuce, and I needed my cucumbers and my peppers. And so I had all my green leafy, and I was feeling really good, and I was on point. And so he was checking me out, and so it was a really quick checkout. And he goes, "Would you like your receipt?" Because it was such a small purchase. A lot of people don't take receipts now. And I said, "Yes, please." And he gave it to me. He goes, "Thanks. Have a great day." And I said, "And you have a Merry Christmas." You would have thought that I said something that he has never heard before. Those milliseconds that those words took to come out of my mouth were golden to him. I could see the sparkle in his eye. And immediately he stood taller. He was already taller than me, so he was tall anyway. But he stood taller and he said, "Well, thank you. You have a Merry Christmas." It's the little things that we do. Deck the halls. Recharge you. Because when you recharge you, because you are so precious, then you can go out and live love and impact. And ultimately, that's why we're all created. We're created here to live love and impact the way we know how, which to me is absolutely astonishing that God made us so unique that he gives us that extraordinary opportunity every single moment of our day to reach out and touch someone. So do it today, but it first has to start with you. You are precious, so deck the halls and recharge you. Ramp up your energy, be present, be incredible, be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. Merry Christmas. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.